Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, partly cloudy, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm, and a high around 76. In Kenosha right now, 73 degrees, 75 in Burlington, 71 Milwaukee, 71 also in Racine. The forecast we had for Thursday did call for a chance for some late thunderstorms developing, and they did arrive around midnight or so in the west end of Racine County and then spread into Kenosha and parts of Milwaukee County. Those storms brought along some strong winds and a pounding rain at times. Trees and branches came down onto roads and power lines, the latter resulting in scattered outages all across the region. A couple of roads even had to be closed entirely for a few hours because of needed repair work. You may see evidence of the storm activity this morning, some of the damage caused by those storms overnight. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole and the Racine Redevelopment Authority, after an almost three-hour meeting, agreed to continue the due diligence process toward the financing and other components of a proposed event center and hotel project on the lakefront, while rejecting a referendum request, adding resolution language about the city's bond rating impact, plus mandating higher-than-expected revenue, helping to reduce the taxpayer burden. Alderman Jim Morgenroth rejecting the call for a referendum.
I think it's a good thing to remember that we are a constitutional republic, not the democracy. People elect us to make decisions, not to drop it in their laps. We're gathering this information, we're studying these numbers, we're looking at all the alternatives. It's up to us. Not people sitting at home and getting check the box when they go to the special election. We're doing all this work for them.
Alderman Melissa Lemke reminding her colleagues they approved a referendum on a federal issue.
We took an advisory referendum on essentially what was Citizens United getting money out of politics at the federal level, and we put that to a referendum. And I believe that it passed 14-1 with me being the only dissenting vote. So I don't think it's against what we've done as a body before to put things to a referendum, so I'll make that point.
Alderman Sandy Widener asked for a binding referendum in the special election for mayor that has yet to be scheduled. She suggested this is making a commitment, while Alderman Jeff Coe said that a referendum would send a negative message to potential developers. The vote against the referendum was 9-4. Former Alderman Jim Spangenberg, who's now on the RDA, he wanted tax incremental District 11 reserve revenues removed, that is, from the funding plan. Former Alderman and RDA Chairman Greg Helding noted that TID 11 had benefited from other such districts in using 11's reserves as payback.
For a while, the West Racine TID was a recipient district. In other words, it benefited from the largesse of the TIDs that were doing well around the city when it wasn't. And putting 11 in there just seeks to, I guess, pay back or reverse that a little bit. And that's sort of what we do with these. Some districts do. The hope is when you do a TID district, they all do well.
The RDA voted against removing the reserves to help the arena financing plan, supporting, though, the overall resolution as amended by the council committee. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk reminding the alderman that if the financing plan with all of its components has problems going forward, the project won't fly. Driver of one car died at the scene of a two-vehicle crash in the 22,200 block of Highway 20 west of Britton Road in the town of Dover yesterday afternoon. The victim, a 24-year-old, remains unidentified at this point. The other driver, with leg and other non-life-threatening injuries, taken to a hospital. A news release from the Racine County Sheriff's Office says the deceased driver was heading east on 20, went onto the gravel shoulder, lost control, and then crossed the center line into the path of the westbound SUV. The State Patrol's accident reconstruction team was brought in for the crash investigation, which also closed that portion of the roadway. A fixture on WRJN for 17 years, Mr. Racine Mark Eichhorst, passed away yesterday in hospice. He had chosen not to continue treatment for lymphoma. He, of course, hosted the All About Racine program, talking about what was happening in the area, all the positive aspects to the city and to the Racine area. His final appearance on WRJN just last week, talking again about the importance of finding the positives in life.
I mean, there are thousands and thousands of positive stories out there in Racine County. All you have to do is look for them. There's so many out there.
Meanwhile, Mayor John Dickert noting Mark Eichhorst always saw the good side of everything, and he came to know him well over the years, said Eichhorst truly cared about other people, and for that, he will be missed.
God bless. Stay safe. Remember, wherever you go in this community of ours, whatever you do, tell him Mr. Racine sent you.
That's Mark Eichhorst. Trial delayed from August to November in Kenosha Circuit Court for 73-year-old Clarence Milkey on charges of second-degree sexual assault of a mentally ill victim and sexual assault by an employee of a residential facility. criminal complaint says Milky assaulted a disabled resident of Cary Manor, a facility owned and operated by Milky's wife and where the couple lived, until it was closed by the state after the allegation surfaced. The trial delay is due to a procedural issue. Also part of the court record, a potential motion by the attorney for the victim and her testifying through a deposition because of deteriorating health issues. One of the announced Democratic candidates for Congress in the 1st District is David Yankovich, who's indicating through a notification to the media he's going to be making a major announcement this afternoon at Wilson's Coffee and Tea in West Racine. He moved to Kenosha from Ohio, first Democrat to announce for the 2018 election. Since then, local iron worker Randy Bryce has joined the field. Of course, on the Republican side, you've got Congressman Paul Ryan and Paul Nehlen, who challenged him in the last election. During an appearance in Racine yesterday, House Speaker Paul Ryan touched on some familiar themes, never once mentioning President Trump by name. He was at Burlington Graphics on Chicory Road, one of two places where it was billed as employee town halls. The speaker, also taking questions from the employees there and invited guests at WPC Technologies in Oak Creek. During the Racine visit, the questions from the employees allowed the congressman to address some of his favorite topics: Social Security insolvency, tax code reform, regulatory changes, as well as health care reform. Ryan saying that he and his Republican colleagues are still focused on accomplishing their goals, but he wishes there were fewer of what he called the distractions.
We don't get distracted. We focus on doing what we're supposed to be doing. And that is why we're working on energy reform, regulatory reform, tax reform, rescuing this healthcare market from its collapse. Those are the things that we measure ourselves by, and that's what we're focused on, and we're not getting distracted. And because we have a real chance of getting these things into law, getting them done, it's the first time in a long, long time we've felt this optimistic.
The appearances in the area about as close as Congressman Ryan has come lately to holding traditional town hall meetings open to the public. He has been criticized, of course, by Democrats for excluding the general public from his stops recently within the district. The Islamic Society of Southeast Wisconsin filed a rezoning request back in April to build a 10,000-square-foot facility on some land it owns on 100th Avenue north of Highway A in the village of Summers. That led local resident Tom Green to present village officials with a petition of some 600 signatures objecting to the rezoning from farmland to institutional use. The village recently denied his request for an advisory rezoning referendum on the ballot next April. Village Clerk Treasurer Timothy Catman recently sent a letter to Green about that denial, citing state statute that does not permit zoning to be legislated or modified by direct legislation. The Kenosha News says Green responded to contest the decision, including that the statute is invalid as it applied to this situation, and, quote, "they can't stop direct legislation and the people have a legal right to have a say," unquote. Racine's downtown area design review panel supporting the request for White Box program grant dollars to help with some of the general upgrades of the former Nelson's Variety Store at 3221 Washington Avenue in West Racine. It was purchased by Johnson Home Furnishings co-owner Jim Spangenberg.
When we started taking the place apart, we found that there's tin ceilings in there, and the hardwood floors are actually in pretty good shape. Can be refinished. There's a couple spots in there that are bad, but can be patched in from other areas of this place. I had an engineer's plan thing, so the whole electrical is going to be replaced.
Aside from redoing the existing wooden floors, he did talk about keeping the original ceiling with some minor alterations.
It's really not in bad shape. There's a couple places where somebody drilled through them or they bent back or whatever, but I have got some guy that's going to patch some of the areas, the plaster areas that were decorative. And then we're going to be taking some of that out of the back room where it doesn't show, because we're going to have a wall in the back. So we'll take some of that out and put it up in front.
Spangenberg also said he initially was thinking about a restaurant in the space, but that may not happen. He said there are a couple of people interested in doing that, but he said he didn't really think they knew about the actual cost of opening up a restaurant. As for the cost for himself, he says it's all going to look really nice when it gets done, but he jokingly did claim, "I don't sleep at night thinking about all the money going out the door." Alderman Jeff Cole later telling Spangenberg, "Thank you for doing this." Wisconsin's first accredited public health school is at UWM, the Joseph J. Zilber School of Public Health. It's achieved national accreditation from the Council on Education for Public Health. To obtain that status, a school has to pass tests from peer institution judges on such criteria as community engagement, retention rates, research, and curriculum. And take note, the Mount Pleasant Police Department's holding another one of its Coffee with a Cop gatherings this morning. It'll be from 9 until 11 a.m. at the Starbucks on Washington Avenue. Several local communities have been doing these periodic Coffee with a Cop events, proving quite beneficial for everybody involved. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscast. They're in podcast form. Check them out. They're in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, that'll get your Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.